Nina, good evening.
Hi, Ian. Good evening.
What's the good word over there?
I'm like looking at like there's only 12 people sign on. Doesn't everybody know we need to pray?
Well,
That's how I'm feeling today.
yeah, I know for myself, the darkness can be quite seductive.
Yes, very, very much so. And most of those calls I had today and sessions, it was really indicative of that this is a time where we need to pray even more. This is where we have to turn towards our spiritual practice and not turn away and recognize the seduction and the tricksters, that try to keep us from the light. So it's a good point. A good point.
Yeah.
Well, let's get started. And whoever is here, and whoever
Yeah.
is not, God bless them, and we'll just pray.
Hallelujah.
All right, beautiful family. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to hear the call of the divine, to hear the call of your heart that said, pick up the phone. And no matter what the excuses are that we have something else that we could be doing, that you took the time to do this. So I applaud you. I salute you, especially as Ian said, with the seduction of these trickster energies of the darkness that tries to keep us complacent and keep us separate and keep us away from those things that we know will nourish us. So I especially applaud you for not failing to show up. So welcoming all of us, let's take a few deep conscious breaths. Slow down the breath. Slow down our heart rate. And breathing into our lower abdomen. Just knowing that that fear that we have, it's, when we have shallow breath, it feeds the fear. When we go deep into our abdomen, we're able to let go and feel grace and reconnect. So let's do that no matter where we are. And as we're doing that, allow yourself to surrender and feel the spirit of surrender coming in as you breathe deep in your abdomen. And as we go deep in the abdomen, recognizing that there's nowhere to be but here, right now. Going deeper into the breath, deeper into that spirit of surrender, relinquishing the holding, the anxiety, the fears. And opening the heart. Opening the crown, calling upon our faithful divine Father and our beloved divine Mother, and asking for your presence to be known this evening in our hearts, in our minds. That somehow your waves of grace and illumination would wash us clean or help us to recalibrate, would help us to remember who we are right here, right now. that we may recalibrate into the higher frequency of your domain, of your kingdom, Father Creator, of your radiance, of your love. That we can sink in to your embrace, your holy embrace. And this evening, as we are going deeper into that prayer, we just call upon the masters and angels and teachers and guides that work for the higher planes of attunement to sponsor this prayer this evening, to intercede on behalf of the divine, on behalf of God, to help to reach us, to clear the dross, to open our hearts, to open our minds, to align us and realign us with the divine mind, to be filled with the spirit of God so strongly that no adversity can penetrate, that no seeds of doubt can get impregnated, that we can feel filled up with the holy light and celebrate and call upon the victory of our remembrance, of our knowledge of the truth, of our sovereignty, of the beauty way, of the kingdom and queendom of the beloved. And that we, as we are growing stronger in this prayer, that we can expand and reach out and recognize who we are truly. Who we are in our infinite beauty and the presence that we are. And those times that we have fallen off the path or that we have lost our center, we pray to remember. We pray to remember how to come back to you, Creator, how to be grounded in the fruitfulness of your divinity, how we can be present with gratitude for what is versus what is not, how we can be in joy and in kindness. And in sweetness, the sweetness of our purity of our essence. And feeling the relief of this prayer, of the ability to renew, to let go, and to be reborn in the light of your illuminating divine radiance. We're grateful for that opportunity. For the opportunity to be here right now to pray, to have the freedom of speech, to have the freedom to make a choice, to make a choice on behalf of our liberation, on behalf of our victory, to know that we do not have to be victimized by our own tyranny, and that the choices we make make a difference. Giving thanks and praise for that at this time. And as we expand outwards, upwards, downwards, anchoring this light, expanding it out to the frequency airwaves to send these signals of remembrance, of faith, of strength, of vitality, of wisdom, of knowledge, of divine knowledge. Of knowing that we are not alone, of knowing that we're not separate, and praying at this time for those who are feeling separate, for those who are feeling filled with pain and absorbed in their pain body, that somehow these illuminating waves of higher frequency can enter in and unlock the hardness, the resentments, the pain that keeps us tethered to this 3D realm of suffering. continuing to sponsor these prayers for healing for those people, for our loved ones, for ourselves, and the areas where we are desiring to grow and be better versions of ourselves, to give us more courage and strength to take those actions, to spark the joy of happiness, and entering into the time of our prayer list. I'm pulling them up now. For one, I want to say a prayer for Nicole Dadeen and Rachel Cherowitz, and asking for the sponsoring of the heavenly realm, the celestial frequencies, teachers, masters, guides to go and to bring grace and clarity and a comfort, a wave of love sent their way. And to open their paths with not only angelic angels, celestial angels, but earth angels that can help intercede on behalf of their situation at this time. Praying for a Jesse Marquise, who was hit by a car and in a coma for the last 6 months. So we're praying over this being, over his soul and body and spirit, and asking for the mother to come in to give her purification, rain blessings upon him, upon all the areas that are needing comfort and healing, and all those who are involved, to bring clarity, love, grace, and resolution. Praying for our beloved Mary and Don Thompson, and we're asking for a blessing upon them as they are wrapping up their living situation in Mississippi. We're asking for them to be cared for, to be protected, to be to have guidance and the rightful actions to go in the direction of resolution of selling of the property and of being safe in the process. Asking Mother that you can give them an extra measure of your grace and love and your embrace. And calling on the light of the queen of the mother to go in to deflect any and ward off any darkness or negativity. And taking this time for all of us who are on the call to cut those cords that are leaking our energy into other sources and redirecting our self and our life force to you, Mother, Father, God. Letting go of all those attachments, all those worries, all those ways that we are connected into these situations that are out of our control, that we can let go of that feeling of needing to be in control and handing it over to you, Mother, Father, so that we can be filled up with your grace, with your love. Praying for continued strength in our spiritual walk, strength for rightful actions to keep us on course with our divinity, with our truth, and with love. Help us to be better versions of ourselves. Help us to make choices to express our creative art and our joy, and to reach out a hand to those in need, and to exude our happiness to the planet, to the children, to our loved ones. In your name, Creator, in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Omoteo.
Oh, Mateo. Thank you, Nina, for reminding us to breathe deep into our belly, to surrender our fears and be right here, right now, to open our crown and receive our beloved Holy Mother and Father to illuminate and wash clean our being, to recalibrate into the radiance and love of the divine and sink into the holy embrace that is ever awaiting to free our hearts and enter into the divine mind, that we can remember how to come back to our Creator and be grounded in fruitfulness of our divinity and exist in gratitude, so we can live in victory to embody and radiate light, vitality, and wisdom to be a spark of joy and happiness in this world.
Beautiful. Thank you, soldier of light, Ian, for reciting those prayers so beautifully and upright. And yeah, saluting you. Thank you.
Thank you. So, in 2 weeks on Wednesday, we have the shamanic drumming journey where our beloved Rachel will lead us into the celestial realms to connect with the angels and the angelic realms. It's a really amazing experience to be a part of if you haven't. It's really profound, and magic happens in these calls for sure, like they always do in all the New Earth movements calls, but this is a special flavor that won't be had in any other class, so definitely worthwhile. And I'm definitely looking forward to it. And I also want to remind us of this book, Awakened Hearts, Stories of Embracing Light, Love, and Limitless Possibilities, where Nina is a contributing author. I'll put the Amazon link here in the chat. So if people want to, if you haven't already and you're interested, then you can check it out. You can download the Kindle app on your phone. It's $2. And it's really helpful to not only us, but everybody that's on the other side who doesn't know about Nina or doesn't know about this book, or maybe not even anything about this way of life. You know, they could be touched by, some comment that we leave on Amazon, or, how the algorithms work. It might put it to somebody who might be interested. And so it's, yeah, check it out. It's a beautiful book and a beautiful opportunity to, get a little bit more of a doorway into Nina's experience, and also a doorway into a lot of other beautiful, leaders and people who have really spent a lot of time on this path and awaken themselves.
Beautiful, Ian. Thank you for sharing that. And I love what you said too about Rachel's, the uniqueness of that call. It's really fun to have that encounter and to go into that drum journey so you get to actually meet these helpers in the other realms and have that experience so that you could utilize that in everyday living and have an encounter and experience that is, it's beyond the words. Even if you don't see anything, just feeling or having an experience of having that encounter with the truth. And yeah, thank you for sharing that about the book. It's really something that is out there and made for a purpose to reach the masses, to bring wisdom and help people to understand their heart's path and be able to let go and to realize that there's potential for us to awaken through our hardships, through our experiences, and that we're not alone in it. So, yeah, thank you, Ian, for sharing that. And may we have a beautiful night, everyone. And we will see you soon.
There you go, in peace.
Thank you. Good night.